and a community organisation in Murray Bridge that supports all victims of domestic violence is celebrating its first year anniversary next month, and the clients that have taken the courage to leave their abusers. It's called Divina Inc., or Domestic Violence is Never Acceptable Incorporated. Their founder and director, Melissa McInerney, joins me with centre manager, Benita Swart. Thanks for joining me in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Hello, thank you.
I can't believe it's been almost a whole year, Millie. How's your op shop and community space grown over the past 12 months?
It's been going really well, thank you. It's good to know that we've got a centre that welcomes everybody, and that's the passion and the drive behind what we do.
Domestic violence can be a gendered issue, but what's happening is what we're hearing from a lot of people is people are falling through the cracks, right?
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of males that are now coming in for assistance, and it's never a good thing to see, but we feel blessed knowing that we can help those men that are in need.
Tell us a little bit about some of the services that you provide, Benita.
What we provide is a counsellor on a Wednesday, because we are not counsellors, but we have done courses where we can listen and refer. And, of course, we have suitcases that we are working on to give to the ladies when they leave and to the men. And, just help them we're extremely compassionate and caring, and we're just there for them. So it's a huge privilege to be there for them.
Yeah. So it's an op shop. There's you can provide advocacy and support. There's a counselling session on Wednesdays. Anything else?
We actually have the shop almost like it's divided. We've got the new products in the front, and then we have the pre-loved at the back of the store, which is there for everybody to use. Then we have our book area, and that's closed off in the library section, is where Patrick will sit there and counsel his clients.
Do you take part in those sessions at all?
Only when the clients come in and they want to talk to us first to see if they're able to be referred on to the counsellor, and that's when we just take all the details.
And it's been a tough year. I mean, it's always tough for someone experiencing violence, but, you know, COVID-19 has been a huge challenge. A lot of people trapped in their homes.
Yeah, we are an emergency service, which is great for us, because then we're able to help those when they ring us, or if they email or text, we are able to go and get the items they need, and we can drop it at their front door, or we can then refer them on to organisations that are still open, because a lot of times you think that everything's shut or shut down during COVID, but it is not.
Mm,
a lot of people aren't aware of what organisations are open.
That's a good point. And actually, I noticed in all the emergency acts that they always say, you know, if people are trying to flee a domestic violence relationship and they need to get interstate, that's a reason that they're allowed to leave.
Yes.
So good to be empowered. And
it's really important to know that you are not trapped at home because it's COVID.
And you're celebrating those who have taken that courage to leave an abuser. Not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. It's a really brave thing to do. We're putting together suitcases of freedom, and those suitcases contain everything they need to start off for the first week. It's not much, but it's still something, and it's their own. You know, a lot of times you leave with nothing. So it's really important to have something that you've got that you can value again, and then nobody can take that from you. So from infants up to adults, and for both genders, it's a good thing.
Are you looking for donations?
We are, as long as they're all brand new, like I said, because it's important to give new items to those that have been abused. And we have Good 360. They're an amazing organisation that donates a lot of stuff for us, and they're all brand new items. And then we've just come on board with threads, and we've ordered a whole lot of clothing to be able to put into those suitcases, which will be beneficial as well.
Oh, that's great. It's called Cases of Freedom.
Yes.
I like that idea. Mm. Yeah, because that would be one of the things. You feel like you've got nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and most times you come with nothing. So it's good to see them walk away with a new bag of items.
And following those journeys, what sort of feedback do you get from those people who have fled violent experiences?
The ones that do come back, it's good to see the smile on their face. Mm. You know, they're living a happy life, a free life of violence, and their children are much happier. Within themselves, they're happier. You know, they finally have their own bank accounts again, and things that we take for granted are such huge big things in their world.
Yeah. With me at the moment is Millie McInerney and Benita Swart from Divina Inc. in Murray Bridge. You mentioned that it's great to receive new products. I bet it's lovely to receive gifts for children. Is that right, Benita?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And nothing more special than having a brand new teddy, you know, just a beautiful teddy that a child can cuddle or even an adult. So if there's anyone out there who has got beautiful new teddies, we would love to give them to our ladies and men at Divina.
Is there anything that you're getting too much of or anything like that?
People are very generous in our community. It's just if you wouldn't come in and buy it yourself, try not to donate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Everything comes in handy because what we don't use or can't use, we have Red Nose that come up every Friday. We're affiliated with Red Nose now and they come and get all our products that we need to pass on because we just have so much some weeks. So it's good to have them there as well. Then they rewash it and whatever they do and, you know, goes on to another part of the community in Adelaide.
And anyone can just come in and check out the store as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's for everybody.
Oh, cool. And so coming up to your one-year anniversary, what are you most proud of, Millie, in the time over the year?
That we're still operating without funding. It's run on love and passion, basically. That's what keeps it open.
What about you, Benita?
I think that we've made a lot of people who used to be lonely and never used to go out, they've made friends. They meet each other in our centre and we just love seeing them come in, see their smiley faces and become familiar. And how's your husband? How's the kids? You know, it's just become so familiar and lovely.
And they know they can come in and have a coffee, a tea, and something to eat. It doesn't cost them anything. They know they're comfortable enough just to... We have a lovely man in the community that is socially disadvantaged and he comes in once a week, drops his clothes, grabs new clothes and walks out. And he knows that we're comfortable with that.
Yeah. And in the change room?
No. In the middle of the centre.
Keeps it interesting.
But, you know, we know that he feels safe.
Yeah.
And that's what is most important.
Where can we find you?
Standen Street, right next door to Prince City. And opposite the Riverside Riverview dentist.
Yeah, great. Oh, well, all the best into the future.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.